Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first item of business today is a proposed amendment to ordinance number 2414 entitled An Ordinance to Establish a Moratorium Upon the Acceptance of Special Use Exception Applications for Off-Premise Signs. As council knows, back in September of 2015, you approved an ordinance to enact a moratorium on off-premise signs and instructed the staff to provide recommendations through a working group on updating the sign ordinance for Sussex County. On February 9th, the final workshop was conducted, and you were presented information that came out of the working group. And we are tentatively scheduled to provide specific recommendations on a sign ordinance update in March 15, so in 2 weeks from today. However, the moratorium that was enacted back in September is set to expire on March 15, 2016, and we will not be prepared with the signed ordinance update by then. So therefore, we need to extend the current moratorium so that we can present our recommendations to you and then draft an ordinance and then have you consider that new ordinance for an overall sign update.
I have a recommendation on time.
I think we can get this done in 3 months. Moratoriums, by the very nature, shouldn't be open-ended. So I think if we add 3 months to the set expiration date, that gives us until mid-June for us to have an ordinance drafted, run through Planning and Zoning Commission, brought to you for your consideration and approval.
I'll make a motion.
Yeah. Second.
Would you like me to read my motion for consideration?
I thought that was a motion.
No. Make sure it's the right question.
Be it moved that the six-month moratorium upon the acceptance of any special use exception applications for off-premise signs contained in ordinance number 2414 be extended for a period of 3 additional months from its current expiration date of March 15, 2016.
I'll make that
motion. Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Deaver. Any questions on the motion?
I apologize. I got a correspondence the other day. If there's a billboard that's going up right now, shall we presume that it was already approved prior to? Is that, or is it an on-site? I mean, if there's a billboard that's going up right now,
yeah.
Is it the current moratorium is for all billboards? Is that correct? On-site, off-site?
It's for off-premise signs only.
So, so one that's going up would be either already pre-approved or it's an on-site one.
On-site, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay.
That we might check into one on Route 9 later.
We have seen some on-premise signs that are trying to be off-premise signs. They're conflicted with their personalities. They seem to be so large and electronic and advertising all kinds of things, which maybe is a stretch on the permit.
Well, that would be an enforcement issue. But
in my understanding, Todd, on enforcement right now, we're kind of laying low on enforcement until we get this resolved with the sign ordinance, the whole sign ordinance. So we're not really being aggressive out there at this point.
We continue to be complaint driven. So if a specific sign is brought to our attention, we will go out and have staff check the permit that's on file as well as the size setbacks of the sign.
Which isn't being very aggressive.
That is part of the key outcomes of the working group was the level of enforcement and looking for direction from council as it relates to enforcement.
I have a little comment there.
Mr. Wilson.
I wonder why it's not already done. Why are we driving the feet? Why are we still going? Why we need 3 more months? What's the reason for that?
We're not done. Well, we haven't heard back from P&Z of their recommendations or Board of Adjustment. Mm-hmm. And the ordinance, moratorium expires in 2 weeks. And
well, looked like we aren't making the decision. Where were P&Z? Why we need to go with P&Z? Why is P&Z had followed behind us?
We asked them for their recommendations.
Why are we following behind P&Z?
Well, I don't think we're following behind anybody. We're asking them for their input.
It sounds like we're killing time here on nothing. We're holding up people that wants to put signs up and working people who want to come in. We're trying to help business and nobody's doing. We're just dragging our feet. We've had enough time off here. We could have this done. We've had days off. No reason not to have this done.
Anything else, sir?
That's how I feel about it.
Thank you, sir. Anything else from council? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you. The next item of business is the County Administrator's Report for March 1, 2016. Item number one, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Coastal Club Land Bay 5 and Swan Cove Phase 7 received substantial completion effective February 16th and February 25th, respectively. Item number two, it's with great sadness that we note the passing of former county employee Linda Rogers on Sunday, September 28th. Mrs. Rogers was also the wife of former county councilman Lynn Rogers. Mrs. Rogers worked in the Planning and Zoning Department as an administrative secretary from May 2, 1973 through May 1, 1984. We'd like to extend our condolences to the Rogers family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. Today I'm going to give you an update on the Clean Water and Flood Abatement Task Force. The task force met on February 23rd, where a second version of draft legislation was discussed, and it was placed in your packet for your review. If you remember, in December, legislation was drafted to add a clean water fee to the property tax bill. The new legislation adds a flat $45 fee to all residential sewer bills and an increased fee for businesses. DENREC would be responsible to invoice all septic system users. The bill states that most of the Delaware's waters do not meet water quality standards for their designated uses, such as drinking water, swimming, and supporting fish and other aquatic life. Delaware's list of impaired waters include 377 bodies of water that suffer from excess nutrients, low dissolved oxygen, toxins, and bacteria. Extensive analysis of chemical contaminants in fish have led to adversities in that fish are unsafe to eat more than 30 waterways statewide. The bill also states it is in the public's interest to establish a clean water trust fund to coordinate the available resources for state drinking water, wastewater, stormwater, non-point solution reduction, toxics removal, and ecological restoration. And I also attach in the packet a list of funding needs that was provided by DENREC. The fee from Sussex County property owners is estimated to generate over $5 million to the Clean Water Trust Fund. The county would be responsible to invoice $3 million to our customers annually. I, along with members of the committee, brought up questions that is generating another version of the legislation. I expect to be back with another draft and see another draft at the next meeting, which is scheduled March 17th at 10 a.m. at the Buck Library in Newcastle.
So there's another plan in the works, is what you're saying?
There is. They're taking the current legislation, which is version two, mm-hmm. and they're going back. I brought up my concerns at the meeting, and they're going back.
The $5 million is yearly?
$5 million would be yearly.
Would be yearly.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Wilson.
Where's the chemicals coming from?
Where are the accounts?
Chemicals.
The chemicals. Where are they coming from?
I don't think that's her.
She's a finance director.
Well, that's the question you would ask. Ask them what they're talking about.
Right. EPA measures the levels of these contaminants. Now, whether they're coming from up north, there's debate.
Actually, they're coming from, many times, poured in from sewer plants. And yet they want to blame farmers. Most time they're not. That's a falsehood.
Right.
Not true. But but it's amazing how they won't put blame on someone else, which is where no truth is to be found.
So we'll have something else after your 17 a.m. March, I assume?
Yes, you will.
Round two or three or four, what's it going to be?
Yes.
Mr. President, may I ask a question?
Mr. Arlett.
Ms. Jennings, you just read, and I'm going to reread this just to make sure I fully understand.
Sure.
This is what I would say is probably most disheartening for me to hear this. In that it says, to quote, the bill states that most of Delaware's waters do not meet water quality standards for their designated uses, such as drinking, swimming, and supporting fish and other aquatic life. That's an astonishing statement for me to hear, I have to tell you. And so what this bill is saying is that they want money.
That is correct.
So if the majority of the water that is in the state is bad, what are they doing to change it? What have they been doing all these years, DENREC specifically, what have they been doing? Obviously they've not been doing their job. So the question is, what are they doing specifically to change their activities to yield better results, other than just more money? That's the question.
Right, and that question has come up from other board, other members of task force, and we discussed other ways. So they've had, a lot of it, the issue is EPA has funded a lot of the future, the past funding has come from EPA. Federal funds have been cut, so they've been working on it. And ideally, what should be coming out of this committee is not necessarily legislation, but a report on how we could do better. And then legislation should be subsequent to that. So we're working on that report on how can we do better with what we've done and move forward from there.
And part of the, I would just say my observation is, you're right, they've been spending a lot of money. Clean water has been a priority for many, many years. But I guess if we didn't have any change from when they started this whole process and everything was kind of static, we would maybe see some progress. But as we've been spending money on it and they've been trying to clean it up, we have been growing at a phenomenal rate. So we keep adding additional stormwater runoff. We still, additional boats and on and on. So because the population has grown, when they started the process, we probably didn't have 100,000 people in the county. Now we got 200,000 people. The millions of visitors that come here in the summertime have grown. Everything's grown. So I'm just saying, maybe we haven't, with the money we spent, we've kind of been trying to hold the line a little bit. But we may never win this battle. So, because
saying,
again,
we're saying Councilman Cole, by bringing more people, worse off than that, not having as many come.
In some ways, Sam Wilson, I'm sure there's a portion of our population would say yes to that.
But that's not necessarily true. The governor herself, Ruth Ann Minner, had walked out in the water up to her knees and said, "I can see her up to my feet now." Before she come back up higher, kept saying water getting cleaner all the time. Well, it's not true. They got to do something to make themselves look like they're busy. It's how to spend more money. It's how to add on bigger employment. It's all a waste. It's all a waste that we're all deceived by the joke they try to hand. It's a bad joke to try to hand down to us.
The world according to Sam. Thank you.
That might be, but I live back on the farm. I don't know a whole lot, George.
You darn farmers.
I know, I still drink clean water.
Any more questions, Mr. Jennings?
Just two, Mr. President. And that would be, number one, I know last time we spoke, we talked about the concern regarding their ability to transfer dollars out of this trust fund to be able to use elsewhere. Has that been addressed?
They have added lockbox language to the new bill.
Good.
So just like other bills that are coming out, there was new constitutional language that they can add to the bills to make sure it's spent for that purpose in which it's collected.
And then the other part of this does the public have a say? Is this just going to be a regulation that they're going to come down and enforce this on the public?
So it's right now on a task force that's being brought up just in a committee level, which we have open comment at the end of each meeting. And then it would go to our report, which is ideally what we should be coming out of this and not legislation, then goes to the legislatures to write the bill that would be generated from the report, and then that would go through the public hearing process, or just like everything else with the way the state works.
So it would be a bill whereas the state legislature would vote on and the governor would sign?
Correct.
So there is no quote-unquote referendum of any sorts by the public, other than by their elected officials?
Correct.
Right.
So then the last question I'll have, then I'll be finished, Mr. President, and that is, who's going to collect this? We at the county level are collecting these dollars? Is that the proposed?
So this version, it has multiple entities collecting. So it has anyone that collects a sewer bill. So that could be Tidewater, Utesian, us. Anyone that has a septic, DENREC is then responsible for collecting those. So there's multiple agencies that are going to try to coordinate to collect this one fee.
That seems very inefficient and ineffective.
Yes, and I will quote myself in the meeting. I said publicly it's not doable the way it is. So they're going back and trying to rework it, because to have multiple agencies to try to collect one fee might not be the best approach.
Well, I want to thank you for being there and representing this county on that commission, and keep fighting the fight.
Well, I'd like to say something, Mr.
Neighbor.
I like this much better than the tax that was proposed, gasoline tax. Folks that middle-class folks driving to and from work, they don't need to pay more for gas for us to clean up the waters. I think this is coming closer to a user fee, and it's a lot nicer than the tax that the governor proposed. That's all I have to say.
Anything else from council?
Well, Mr. Deaver,
Mr. Wilson.
I can say about user fees. By the way, I was to the last meeting on soil conservation. They talked about a flush tax. Talked about a gas tax. Now, talk about a user fees. I caught a county on fair that I pump 1 million gallons of water a day, and I have to pay a tax on it, and the state don't have a penny in it. Not a penny. I pump the water out of the ground, they don't put not a drop back into it. So it's a very unusual, very unfair tax. As unfair as you get. As far as gasoline tax, when I drive the roads, I do use the roads, so I pay a little bit on the highway that way back. Most people pay back a little more tax, pay some of that money back. So this unfair tax, flush tax, they're going to charge us so much for pumping our set tanks. Why are we going to pay so much money to have our set tanks pumped? That's crazy.
We all have to pay for that.
I disagree with that.
You don't have yours pumped?
Sure. So why are we going to pay tax on it, have it pumped?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Why do I need to do that?
Doesn't happen that often, does it?
Anything else from council on this subject?
Thank you.
We can talk about this one for a while, but
we're going to move right along. Ms. Jennings, your next subject.
Well, you're controversial.